Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Vedavyasa Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. We're continuing the Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Kanda Chapter 8, the ongoing discussion, the various comments by the atheistic people, Pashandis, gathered outside the gate and wall of the compound of Srivas Thakur. They're passing various derogatory and blasphemous statements against the kirtaniers associated with Lord Chaitanya. So we'll continue. Yesterday we heard how one of the critics outside, he was saying, these people inside doing kirtan, they don't perform any austerity, they don't cultivate any spiritual knowledge, they don't perform any jap. All they do is beg and collect some rice and bananas and milk and yogurt, and everyone eats together, high class, middle class, any class. Sudras eat with kshatriyas, Brahmins eat with vaishyas. There's no distinction or discrimination with whom they sit to eat. And then after that, they simply chant and dance like a bunch of intoxicated shudras. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Parihase yasi sabi deki bharatare, deki o pagal gula kon karma kare. People came to see and ridicule the associates of Lord Chaitanya. Let us see what these madmen are doing, they said. Eteka baliya sabi, Chalila Nagare, Eka Jaya Ara Asi, Bhajaya Dhuyare. After speaking like this, the offensive people went home. As one offender left, another came and knocked at the door. Pashandi Pashandi Jay, Dui Dekahai, Galagali Kori Saba, Hasiya Padai. As soon as two atheists met together, they embraced and fell to the ground, laughing loudly. This is what the anti-party does. They also have their ecstasies. The atheists were embracing each other. Those personalities that were against the devotees, enemies of the devotees, they laughed so loudly while they were talking about the activities of the devotees that they collapsed and fell on the ground. Ah, these guys, these Vaishnavas, they chant, ha ha ha, like some drunks. They got so much relish, they got so much pleasure and happiness by blaspheming and ridiculing the Vaishnavas. It's interesting, they became totally absorbed in the Vaishnavas. Even the Vaishnavas aren't that absorbed themselves, that they're laughing and collapsing on the ground. Puna dhari lai jaya. Jeba nahi deki, keheva nirvritta haya karo anurodhe. The atheists would go and bring others who had not seen what was going on yet. Yet some persons, on the advice of others, would refuse to go and see the atheists. Vrindavan Das continues. Keha bale bhai e tequila shunila nimani laya saba pagala haila. Someone said, oh brother, I have seen and heard everything. Along with Nimai Pandit, everyone in Srivas's house has gone mad. Darduri utiya ache Shiva sarabodi Durgotsabe jena sadi dehudahudi. He continues to speak. It sounds like the tumultuous croaking of frogs or the wild celebration of a Durga Puja festival in the house of Shrivas. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, all the chanting of the devotees in Shrivas' house, all who were chanting along with Lord Chaitanya, it seems like a bunch of frogs had gathered in his house and were croaking together.
Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol.
You know frogs? Everyone knows English. Frog. Frog is in the lake and the forest, makes at nighttime makes sound. So this chanting, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol.
This is what the atheists think.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thinks it's pure nectar. It's the sweetest sound in the universe. It sounds like the vibration of Krishna's flute and Radharani's veena. So musical and so sweet and so attractive and so melodic. But to the atheist, the chanting of Hari Bol and the names of Krishna, it sounds like the croaking of frogs. Or these people inside are so noisy and excited, it's just like when people push and bump each other during a Durga Puja festival. In case you've never attended a Durga Puja festival, and you're lucky if you haven't, but if you happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, you may be in the middle of a Durga Puja festival. In Navadvip city, they make an effigy, which means a murti or an effigy of Durga. We say diorama. And sometimes they make the effigy of Kali Bhairava. She's a black, one of the forms of Durga, has a black complexion, a long, like 4 feet long tongue, very long tongue. She has 10 arms and she's very ferocious. Bhairava, Kali Bhairava, the black destroyer. And they worship her during this October time. There's Navaratri, and they worship this murti, temporary murti, for 9 days. And then the last day they have a parade through the streets. And they put the murti on a cart, and they go through, like a Rath Yatra, they go through the streets and they set up firecrackers, and there's some big band playing, and all these wild things, drums and trumpets and all this. And everyone's singing, and everyone, of course, is intoxicated. Many people are intoxicated. And they parade the murti down to the Ganga at the conclusion of the Navaratri festival. And then they launch, or you can say, send Durga into the Ganga to let her go over there and swim downstream. And so during that, it's a big festival, hundreds of people, and as he says, they're excited, they're yelling, and they're bumping and pushing each other. It's a free-for-all, or like a brawl. It's like everyone's bumping. It's one of these, what they call, in the old days they had something called a break dance, some kind of break dance, and people bounce into each other like this. And once I was in the wrong place. And going some temples, and I got caught in the middle of one of these Durga parades. It's a parade of hundreds of devotees going along behind the murti, like we go along with Jagannath cart. Really wild bunch. So the people, these critics are saying that the devotees in Shiva Sangam, they're a bunch of excited, noisy people at a Durga festival. And this text 269. Hi, hi, hiya, hiya. E matra shuni, iha sabha haite hoila, ayasha kahini. They go on to offer their criticism. The only thing we can hear is, hey, hey, ho, ho. This is how the outsiders view the Hare Krishnas. We're inside the honey jar. We're inside the honey jar tasting the honey. And the non-devotees, the blasphemers, the offenders, the pashandis and atheists, they're outside the glass jar of honey, looking through the glass, seeing the honey, seeing the devotees dancing on the honey and drinking the honey. And they're not exactly sure what they're doing or what's going on, so they say, what are they doing? Hee-ha, ha-ha, ha-hee-ha-ha, bum-bum-boom-boom. This is very funny, because it's like, if you never had a mirror before, and you never saw a mirror, and you don't know what you look like, and you had some idea of what you look like, then someone shows a mirror. Oh, that's me. So the Hare Krishnas, when you're all with each other, oh, you have shaved head and tilak, and I do, and sorry, and okay, when we're all together. But the other people look, it's, oh, what? So this is the view from the other side. The only thing we can hear is, hey, hey, ho, ho. In other words, we're saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And we know that Hari is the name of God. And bol means to sing His name, to chant His name. Bolo, Bolo. Govinda Bolo. Gopala Bolo. Chant the name of Hari, Hari Bolo. Sing the name of Hari. Sing God's name, Hari Bolo. But to the outsiders, Hari sounds like hey hey, and Bolo sounds like ho ho. So we're saying Hari Bolo, Hari Bolo. And people are saying, are hearing, the atheists are hearing, that they don't have any idea of God. And if they have any idea of God, God certainly is not a person, and He doesn't have a name. So what their ears are telling their mind, when their ears pick up that audible vibration, and the auditory nerve vibrates from when they hear the devotees chanting, they interpret it, or they think it means, hey, hey, ho, ho. they're playing cards, all some mridanga, and they're jumping up and down saying, hey, hey, ho, ho, hey, hey, ho, ho. Now how long can you do that? I mean, how long? I mean, 1 minute, hey, hey, ho, ho, hey, hey, ho, I forget it. But chant, if you chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, you can go for days, for years. And just stop to drink some water, take some glovejavans, and keep chanting Hari Bol. You'll never get tired. You'll never get bored. And the more you chant, the more enlivened, the more enthusiastic you get. The more excitement, the more happiness you feel. Quite the contrary to the atheistic understanding. Now they're going on. There are quite a lot of statements here. Maha maha bat maha maha batacharya sahasriyatai hena dun gayata gula vase nadi jai. Nadi is famous. It has thousands of great Brahmins and exalted batacharyas. Yet there are many imposters living here. So he's saying there's many great Brahmins, there's many Bhattacharyas, like Raghunath Bhatta, many illustrious and learned Brahmanas. But there's many imposters. Imposters means fake. People that are disguising themselves like pundits. They're walking around with a book under their arm and a Brahmin thread and a bundi kurta. Bundi means you tie on the side. It goes to the side. This is what Brahmins wear. No, they don't wear any buttons. There's no buttons. They wear this thing. It's called bundi. It's tied. So they dress like a Brahmin, like a pundit. But actually they're imposters. They're fake. They go on, Shiva Svamanare e Nariya Haite Gara Bangi Kali Laya Pelaiba Shrote. Tomorrow we will drive the Brahmana Shrivas out of Nadia. Then we will break his house apart and throw his house in the Ganga. So the comment is, we should drive away this so-called Brahmana, Srivas Thakur, because he is the one, he is the Brahmin pundit who is bringing all this infamy to the Brahmins. Therefore, we will drive him out of Navadvip and break his straw house and throw it in the Ganga. It sounds like a high priest from the Greek Orthodox Church in Russia. Tomorrow, we will drive these Hare Krishnas out of Russia. They are bringing infamy to the religious culture of Russia with all their hee-hee-ho-ho, hey-hey-ho-ho. And we will break their temple with bulldozers. We'll come in with bulldozers and cranes and all these kind of asuras, agasuras, and break apart their temple and throw it in the whatever river they have over there. What's the river? Volga? Volga River? What? Moscow River. Moscow River. Volga. Where's Volga? Sweden or something? Huh? But it's Russia? Oh, not bad. So we'll take bulldozers and break their straw or whatever, cement temple, and throw it in the Moscow River. Sound familiar? With Lord Chaitanya and Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur is Narada Muni. What are we compared to Narada Muni? We're like figs. We're doing the same activity on his order. Mahaprabhu Kirtan. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Vaditya Madhyan Manasura Sena. Mahaprabhu Kirtan. And the same thing's happening. Here the Brahmins are protesting, and in Russia it's the high priests of the Greek Orthodox whatever. Oh Brahmana Guchaila Gramera Kushal Anyata Yavane Grame Karibe Kaval. When this Brahmana Srivas Thakur ruins the prosperity of our village, the Yavanas, which means the Mughals, Muslims, they will become very powerful over here. In other words, if the Brahmin community loses its integrity and its solidarity and its strength and becomes a weak party due to misbehavior or aberration of the conduct, then the opposition party, the Yavanas means the people that don't follow Vedic culture, they will increase in numbers and take advantage of the weakened Brahmin community to expand their influence and take hold of Mayapur. Instead of being a center for Brahmanas and education, it will become a center for the Muslims and Mughals. Unless we drive out this Srivas Thakur. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, He mata pashandi karye kolahal tatapiha mahabhagya vanta se sakal. In this way, the atheists of Navadvip made a great commotion, kolahala. Yet nevertheless, these atheists were very, very fortunate. Prabhu sange ekatra chanmila eka grame deki leke shuni leke se sababidhane. So this is basically how all Shastra is laid out. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Shriman Bhagavatam. Some statement is made, and then supporting evidence is given for that statement. Some philosophical statement, then supporting evidence or sub-points, and then some anecdote or some pastime or leela to illustrate the philosophical point. This is a very systematic presentation. So in the first verse we just heard, Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining the situation. He's saying that the atheists in Navadvip, they're making a lot of noise, casting all these aspersions and speaking all these derogatory statements. But nevertheless, they're very fortunate. He says the word is Mahabhagyavanta. Like we say Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who possesses Bhaga. Krishna is Bhagavan. So Bhagavan means one who possesses Bhaga. And there's six Bhagas. Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Virasya Yashashriya. So the six opulences is all beauty, all wealth, all strength, fame, etc. So this is bhagya, maha bhagyavanta, that they possess, these atheists possess a lot of maha bhagya, a lot of fortune. This is his statement. This is his hypothesis. And now, then the reader will naturally, if his mind is absorbed, as we were saying last night, if his mind is absorbed like a movie theater, if he's really into the dialogue and following verse by verse, his mind will say, well, Vrindavan Das, you are saying the atheists are very fortunate. How is it by offending Vaishnavas? How is it by being a Pashandi, by being an atheist and offending Srivas and offending Lord Chaitanya's associates, how does that make one maha bhagyavanta? How does that make one very fortunate? This question will naturally come in the mind of an attentive reader. So now the writer will address the question in the mind of the reader in the subsequent verses by answering it. So now he explains. He supports or he defends his point by saying, here's how they were fortunate. What are the points that make their life fortunate? We heard about the bad points. And as we know, every person has good qualities and bad qualities. We know, you look at our own selves. We have good points, we have bad points. Devotees have good points and bad points. Non-devotees have good points and bad points. Generally, we only see the bad. We see the bad points in others. I see the bad points in you, and I only see the good points in me. I am all good. I am all good, and you are all bad. But a balanced person, he will see the good and the bad, because this is reality. This is the fact. This is not the abode. This is not Siddhadham. 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 Siddhadham is the abode of perfection. This is Martyaloka. This planet of death, Martyaloka, is a planet of duality. Dwandva. Dwandva Loka. There are dualities here. And cause and effect and duality, hot and cold, rich and poor, day and night. So there's good and bad. Duality. But in the perfect land of Vrindavan, the Siddhadham, everything is perfect. Om Purna Purnamidam Idam Idam. Everything is perfect. The land is perfect. There's all perfection there. So now let's hear the good points. He says, Prabhu Sange Ekatra Janmila Eka Grame Deki Leka Shuni Leka Se Savavidhane. Of course, these good points you could draw, you could think about. In other words, if I ask you, they're Pashandis, they're atheists, they're non-believers, they're offenders, but what's good about them? Can anyone tell me some good points? I'm asking you a question. Tell me some good points about the bad guys. The atheists are the bad guys. Now tell me some good points. Yes, they're blaspheming, but they're speaking Krishna's name. Another point? Very good point, because that's actually in the Bengali. They're hearing the chanting of the pure devotees. They're hearing Shudanam, although offensively hearing, and not with faith, but some benefit is coming, yes? Very good point. They're born in the same place. Well, even today people are born in the same place, but they're born in the same time and place as Lord Chaitanya. Place is also beneficial. It's the Holy Dham. But not only they're born in the same place, which is the Holy Dham, and people are born there. There may be people in this room that are born in Mayapur. We have devotees from Mayapur and ISKCON. But they're born the same time. So that's another very fortunate point. Look at us. Look at our misfortune. We weren't born in Mayapur, and we weren't born 500 years ago, and we didn't hear the kirtan, and what else? We didn't see them. We didn't even see Lord Chaitanya. We may make an offense without even seeing him. Like people have never seen Krishna, but they offend him. Oh, what is this Krishna? This bogus Lord. People offend Krishna. They've never seen him. But at least the Adathias, they saw Nityananda and Srivas. They saw pure devotees and they saw the Lord. So that benefit is there by seeing, but then they offended. So it's a win-lose situation. They win Sukriti by seeing and hearing, and then they lose and get some sins by their offenses. So they're getting good things and losing some and getting bad things too. So that's what he's saying. They took birth in the same village as God. And they saw him and they heard about his pastimes. They were in his pastimes. Not only they didn't read about his pastimes, they were in his pastimes. So this is his answer to the point. So then we have to see that they are better than we are. In fact, this is the view of humility. If you want to get technical, it's called Dainya Drishti. Drishti means sight or vision. Dainya means humility. When one has humility, and humility is defined by Lord Chaitanya, one feels, actually genuinely feels himself to be very low and unqualified. Although he may be very exalted, have a very high birth, be very qualified with knowledge or ability or talents, but he actually feels that this is all given to me. These abilities are only a spark of the splendor of God. Vibhuti matsattvam. Vibhuti matsattvam. It's just one spark of the splendor of God, of his vibhuti. Somehow he's invested in me. One spark of power, of talent, of ability. And I am using it, and I am displaying the Lord's quality. And by displaying this spark of the Lord's quality, I am getting some response, some distinction, some profit. Kamani, Kanak, Pratishtha, some Pratishtha, this fame, name, fame, money, position. But it all belongs to him. So when someone is actually humble, then he can actually see the good in everyone. And he can see everyone, he can see something in everyone, and many times he can see many qualities in other persons that are better than him. In other words, he looks at one devotee and he says, "All right, my name is Chaitanya Das. I joined Moscow Temple 2006. And Krishna Das joined Moscow Temple 2006. We're both brahmacharis. We're both Russian. And we're both the same age. We're both 25 years old. Now let me try to see what's better, the better things in Krishna Das. We're the same age, we're both Russian, we both joined the same time. We both got initiated the same time. What do I see better in him? What do I see better? What good things can I see in Krishna Das? Oh, I see that he's very regular. Every day he gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning and takes a bath and goes to the temple and chants japa. And I don't get up until 4:29. The Artika is at 4:30. I get up at 4:29, brush my teeth in 10 seconds, take a bath in 5 seconds, get dressed in 5 seconds. Brahmacharis are very fast. And I get to the temple by 4:30. In other words, I barely make it. And then you start seeing, even many points are the same. Oh, but he's taller than I am. I'm only 2 meters tall. He's 2.5 meters tall. So he's better than me. That's better. He's taller than me. We have to admit. If we're humble, we can admit it. If we're not humble, we'll say, okay, I'm 2 meters, he's 2.5, but I weigh 10 kilos more than he does. I'm heavier than he is. Although he's taller, but I'm heavier. But humility can only see that others are better. You look at, when you see the writings of Krishna's Kaviraj, and you see the writings of our great Mahajanacharyas, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das, they write with such unlimited humility. Such a scholar, an erudite, learned person who knew Persian, Sanskrit, Bengali, Brajbas, who knew cooking, dance, raga, vyakaran, naya, darshan, Jyotish. He had all these subjects. He was a master of all these subjects. And a fantastic writer. And a total renunciate. He's writing, if anyone takes my name, if anyone mentions my name, he will lose all his pious credits. Actually, I am such a low and despicable person, I am lower than a worm in stool. Who am I? My name is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Everyone has heard of this person? Has everyone heard of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? He wrote Govinda Lilamrita, a beautiful Sanskrit description of Krishna's Astakali Lila in the spiritual world, in the Aprakat Dham, Sridham Vrindavan. And because of that, and so many other books he wrote, the Vaishnav Samaj, they begged him and requested him, please can you write the life of Lord Chaitanya, the life and teachings. And he had written so many books, and he had come to Vrindavan on the order of Nityananda to spend his last days in bhajan. He could barely walk. He had like arthritis, and his hands were shaking. A very old man. He came here to die, to leave his body in Krishna consciousness in the ISKCON hospice. No. No, he came to Radhakund. He came to Radhakund to leave his body. And when he got here, all the Vaishnavas, Sri Haridas Pandit and Jiva Goswami and Subodhi Roy, who had shifted to Mathura and coming to Vrindavan sometimes, they beseeched him and begged him, oh Krishna's Kaviraj, you're such an excellent writer, you're such a scholar, you know, you're the right person to write, to record and write the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and the biography. So he went to Madan Mohan Temple here on the banks of the Jamuna and he begged the Lord, please, the Vaishnavas are requesting me to do this service. I am unqualified. I am like a worm in stool. So how much he's really feeling this pinnacle of humility. And Madan Mohan agreed to his prayer, heard his prayer and responded by dropping his garland right at the moment he was offering his prayer. And the Pujari picked up the garland and put it on the neck of Krishna's Kaviraj. And he accepted that as the approval of the Lord. And when that happened, all the Vaishnavas that accompanied him, because he could hardly walk by himself. Krishna's Kaviraj was so feeble, he had a stick and one brahmachari on either side would help him. He's really feeling this pinnacle of humility. And Madan Mohan agreed to his prayer, heard his prayer and responded by dropping his garland right at the moment he was offering his prayer. And the Pujari picked up the garland and put it on the neck of Krishna's Kaviraj. And he accepted that as the approval of the Lord. And when that happened, all the Vaishnavas that accompanied him, because he could hardly walk by himself. Krishna's Kaviraj was so feeble, he had a stick and one brahmachari on either side would help him. That's a big hill there. There were no elevators there. He had to struggle up the steps. It's not like we're all young men, or you're all, not we, you, this time I have to say you, I can't say we. You are all young ladies and gentlemen, young devotees, you can run up the steps of Dwarasaditya Tila to the temple of Madan Mohan, but Krishna's Kaviraj is one step, second step, this is a fact. A very old person took 1 hour to walk up the steps. And this is the person, this is the devotee that wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is our life and soul for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So this type of humility is something to aspire for. So now we've heard this statement. Vrindavan Das Thakur continues, because we've heard everything from the anti-party, now we want to hear the response of Lord Chaitanya and all of his followers. Chaitanjera Gana Sabha Matta Krishna Ras Bahirmukha Vakya Kichu Karnena Pravesh. Chaitanya Gana Sabha. The followers of Lord Chaitanya were intoxicated in the mellows of Krishna consciousness, Krishna Ras, Bhakti Ras. Therefore, the statements of the materialist did not enter their ears. Karne na pravesh. Kichu karne. Kichu karne na pravesh. Even the slightest kichu. Pravesh, of course, means entrance, and karna means ear, like the Kunti's son, Karna. So kichu karne na pravesh. Not even a little bit, even one word they said, the atheists said, it fell on deaf ears. The devotees, they didn't hear it. They were too busy being intoxicated by chanting the holy name. It's like a materialistic person, if he drinks a bottle of whiskey, I guess totally out of consciousness. He may call his name, hey, Sunil, what are you doing, what are you doing? He's like, I am the prime minister. Don't you know it? He can't even hear what you're saying. He actually becomes deaf. So devotees are intoxicated. And it's a fact. All of us, I don't believe we're this intoxicated as these devotees are in the direct association of Lord Chaitanya. But we join ISKCON and start practicing Krishna consciousness and chanting the holy name and tasting some type of happiness and serving Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas. And then our parents or our old friends or our associates, they may say so many blasphemous remarks and so many discouraging statements. And we simply say, yes, 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 and do whatever we want. This is called Indian style. Indian style. Simply say, yes, yes, yes. Someone is asking you, please do this, and please do this, and this, and that, and this, and this, and that. And you say, yes, 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 yes. And then they leave, and you do whatever you want. It's called Indian style. So people are relatives who say, oh, you're this, and you're that, and you're stupid, you dropped out of college, and what about your future, and you don't have any qualification, what's going to happen to you, this, that. You don't have insurance. So in the same way, the devotees nowadays, in 2008, we are deaf to the criticism of our atheistic relatives and friends. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, you're right, I should go to college, I should get married. Oh, I'm wasting my life. Yes, 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 you're right. So, now you're going to do it? No. Well, you should get married, you should come home, leave the temple, get a job, join your father's business, be like us, be a normal person. And we say, yes, 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 yes. Then your mother and father says, so now you're coming home? No. I'm staying in a temple and I'm never coming home. Haribo! I'm not coming to your home, but I'm going back home. Back to Godhead. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. Jai. Jai Krishna Murari Mukunda Vanamali Ahar Nisha Gaya Sabai Haya Kutuhali Jai Krishna Murari Mukunda Vanamali Jai Krishna Murari Mukunda Vanamali Mukunda Vanamali Ahar Nisha Gaya Sabai Haya Kutuhali Ahar Nisha Day and Night. All these people are doing their... Oh, this is Vrindavan saying. Day and night, the devotees happily chanted, Jai Krishna Murari Mukunda Vanamali. Oh, that guy's fired up. Ahar Nisha Bhakti Sange Nache Vishwambar Shanti Nahi Karo Sabe Sattva Kalevar Vishwambar Chaitanya. Is there an echo in this room? Vishwambar danced day and night with the devotees. No one became tired, for everyone had a spiritual body. Sabe sattva kalevara. Kalevara means body, sattva. Sattva means vishuddha sattva. Obviously, Nityananda and Chaitanya Gadadhar and Jagannanda Pandit and Srivas Thakur, they're all his Nitya Parishads, eternal associates, and they have aprakrita deha. Aprakrit, transcendental bodies, or sattva, sattva kalevara. It means vishuddha sattva, surup shakti, spiritual energy. Jena maha rasa krida, Acha. Yena maharasa krida kata juge gaila tilar deka hina sava gopika manila. While a number of yugas passed by during the Rasleela pastimes, the gopis thought that only a moment had passed. So now, 1 minute we're in Gaur Leela, which is Audarya Leela, expanding Leela, the merciful Leela, the distribution Leela, generosity Leela, and 1 minute from 1 second later went to the Madhurya Leela. You see sometimes in the ocean, on the beach, the waves are breaking, and if the beach, the shore of the ocean, or what we call the beach, if it has some slope to it, like this, usually it's something flat, but if it has some like mountain coming down to the ocean, sometimes the waves go up, and they go up the beach and crash, and then they come back down. And when they come back down, then they hit the other waves, and psh. So this Madhurya ocean is like this. Madhurya is always going forward, always expanding, waves going forward, the Madhurya Leela. But when the waves go forward, then come back and meet the other waves, then boom, and they go straight up like this. This is the Audarya. It increases. When Madhurya increases and overflows, then it becomes Audarya. So here Vrindavan Das Thakur is taking us, he's taking us from the kirtan, Jai Krishna Murari, Mukunda Manavali, Vanamali. Jai Krishna Murari, Mukunda Vanamali. This is called kirtan. This is called Leela Kirtan. Leela Nam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Srivas Angam with all of his associates, and they were singing this Rasa Kirtan. Jai Krishna Murari, Mukunda Vanamali. Murari is Krishna in the Rasa dance, and Vanamali is wearing a Vajjayanti Mala. And Mukunda, he has beautiful teeth like Kunda flowers. His face, Muk, has these beautiful white teeth. He's smiling when he's with the gopis. And once Rameshwar Das, he wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. He said, it seems that this sankirtan of chanting the holy name and distributing your books, Srila Prabhupada, it appears to be in the mood of the Ras Leela. Remember that? Letters there, in Prabhupada's letters book. It appears that this activity of congregational chanting on the streets and distributing transcendental books is in the mood or very similar to the Rasa-lila of Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan on the banks of the Yamuna at the Rasa-stali. Is this correct, Srila Prabhupada? And Srila Prabhupada wrote back to Rameshwar Prabhu and said, yes, you have understood correctly. So that, and that's all that Prabhupada said. And here we see the praman, or the proof or evidence of Prabhupada's statement. Vrindavan Das Thakur is talking about the kirtan in Mayapur, in Gauralila, and they're chanting these names of Vrindavan, names of Krishna. And now he's saying that just like the gopis, when they were dancing with Krishna in the Ras Leela, that night, the full moon night of the Sharad season, the gopis wanted to dance with Krishna. They wanted the night to go on forever. They were in the right place at the right time with the right person doing the right thing. It's a lot of good combination there. They were dancing for the pleasure of Krishna on the banks of the Yamuna, under the full moon night of the Sharad season, in fall or autumn. And they were thinking, we don't want to go from here. Let this moment of ecstasy, let this moment of pure devotional service extend on into eternity. May it never end. Understanding their desire, Krishna reciprocated with their heart's desire. Krishna reciprocated with the heart's desire of the gopis. And he extended that night for a day of Brahma. 4,320,000,000 years. That is a long night. This is explained in Bhagavatam. So it says here, Maharasa Krita Kata Juga Gela. The Maharas dance, Maharas Krita means the Maharas dance, it extended for a yuga. But they felt that it was Tilardeka. Tilardeka Hena Sava Gopika Manila. They felt, the Gopikas, the Braja Gopikas, they felt that it passed by in a moment. In Bengali, they use this expression, Tila Ardeka, Arda. Arda means half. We say Arda Chandra, Arda. Arda Chandra means half moon. Shiva wears a half moon on his head, Arda Chandra, to symbolize Janmastami, because he worships Krishna. Because on Astami, the moon is half. It takes 15 days from Amavasya to Purnima, is 15 days. And the moon gets bigger and bigger. So after 8 days, the moon is half. It's called Arda Chandra. So on Janmastami, the moon is Arda. Arda. So this is what is being told. So this expression, Tila Ardeka, means half a sesame seed. Sesame seed is very tiny. Sesame seed. Or you say til kabij. Very tiny, you split that in half. In other words, that millions of years we are spending with Krishna and the Rasa dance, it passed by in half a second. This is what he's saying. In the same way, the kirtan was like that. They were dancing for millions of years, but it seemed like a second. Hey mata chinta Krishna. Krishnara Parakash Ihajani Bhagyavanta Chaitanya Radhas. In this way Krishna manifests inconceivable pastimes that are known only to the fortunate servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hey Mate Natche Mahaprabhu Vishwambhar Nishiyavashesha Matra Seyeka Prahar. In this way Vishwambhar Mahaprabhu danced until only 3 hours of night remained. Eka Prahar. Shalagrama Shila Sabha Nija Kola Kari Utila Chaitanya Chandra Katara Upari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then climbed up on the Singhasan of the Thakurji. And Srivas Thakur's house, he's a Brahmin and he has a temple room. In the temple room there are some deities of Lakshmi Narayan. And always, Brahmanas, they worship Shalagram Shilas, and you must worship Shalagram along with the Murti of the Lord. And there were many Shalagrams there. Lord Chaitanya got up and sat inside the Singhasan. Then he picked up all the Shalagram Shilas and put them on his lap, on his, you know, below his waist, on his lap. He sat all the Shalagrams there. Then what happened? Mara mara kare kata Vishwambara bhare Atte vyatte nityananda Kata sparsha kare. So the translation. The Singhasan began to make a cracking sound due to the weight of Vishwambara. Then Nityananda ran and quickly held it. Anantara Adishtana Kaila Katai Nabangila Katadole Sri Gorangarai. Sri Lord Anantashesh manifested within the throne, so it did not break, as Lord Gauranga comfortably sat on it. So what's being said here, which you can probably understand, that Nityananda is Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram has an expansion as Chaturvyuha and then Sankarshan. Then Sankarshan expands as Anantashesh. Anantashesh is a huge cobra with unlimited heads. And on each one of his heads, he's holding one universe. It's described in 5th Canto of Bhagavatam. So Anantashesh is the Adishtan Murti. Stan means place, location. He is the support. Anantashesh, he provides the support, the foundation, the background for the Lord's pastimes. Just like we want to have a class, we need to have a classroom, which means some bricks, some cement, some foundation. Of course, we can sit on the ground, but we have to have something to support us. So the whole earth is being supported or held by Anantashesh. So he takes different forms. Lord Anantashesh becomes the Balaram becomes Krishna's Singhasan. He becomes his slippers. He becomes his, and when he's Narayan, he becomes his Upavita, Brahman thread. Many, many forms he takes to serve the Lord. He becomes his pillow. So here, the Singhasan is there. The Shalagram deities were, the Shalagram Shilas were there. The Murtis were there. Then, Gangarai, Lord Chaitanya, sat there. Now, what he was doing was assuming his form as Mahavishnu. Lord Gauranga, because he's Sarva Avatari, all the avatars are in Lord Gauranga. He's Purna Bhagavan, the complete form of Bhagavan. Purna Swayam Bhagavan. So now, he's not just a pandit of Navadvip. Because someone who's 7 feet tall, he may weigh like 100 kilos, 90 kilos, 100 kilos, depends on his stature. But now he's Mahavishnu. So he weighs 100 million kilos. Very heavy. Very, looking like 7 feet tall, but weighing 100 million kilos. Now Nityananda sees this. So Nityananda goes and he touches. Nityananda is Balaram. He touches the Singhasan with his finger. And by that touch, he enters into that Nisingasan as Anantashesh. Anantashesh is so powerful that Mahavishnu rests on Anantashesh. Anantashesh is the bed, the big snake. You see that picture. Mahavishnu is lying. He's lying on Anantashesh. Shesha Shayi Vishnu. Shesha Shayi. Shayi means sleeping. Vishnu who's sleeping on Shesha, Anantashesh. You've seen that. The coiled snake. Lakshmi is massaging his feet. So this is a leela that's going on now. That Gauranga is taking his shalagrams on his lap. Why? Why is he holding them on his lap? Oh, you're thinking, hey, this is offensive. I can't crawl up on the Singhasan. I can't run in the temple. If I do, the Chokidar will beat me. Isn't it? If I run in the temple and jump up on the Singhasan, the deity's throne, and sit there and pick up all the shalagrams, put them on my lap, I'll be out of there in 2 seconds with my head cracked. It has to be cracked to begin with to go up there. but Krishna, of course, he's holding the shalagrams in his lap because they're all expansions of him. Because the shalagrams are all different avatars or forms of the Lord. Matsya, Korma, Nisringa. So they're all coming from him. Lap, the lap means the source. The baby comes from the lap. It comes from the mother's womb. This is the source. Life comes from here. The baby's produced from this downside. So Lord Chaitanya is sitting here with all the shalagrams. He could have put the shalagrams on his head. He could have picked up the plate with the shalagrams and put it here. He could have held them here on his hands. But he put them in his lap. Because it has some meaning. All these shalagrams are coming from me. They're my byproducts. They're created by me. So now we're beginning a very interesting pastime. Of the Lord's 21 hours of ecstasy. And we'll, of course, we won't talk about this pastime for 21 hours, but we'll continue tomorrow with this pastime. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki. And tomorrow will be the last class here in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada Ki.